Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Welcome to Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets. I'm Matthew Kidman, and today we are going to look at stocks that are at or near all-time highs. That's right, we're into momentum. Can they keep going? And to discuss these stocks, I've got Jason Kararangi from Aberdeen Standard and Catherine Alfrey from Wavestone Capital. Catherine, we'll start with you. Okay. The real nuff-nuff. Circuit boards for technicians, Altium. Buy, hold, or sell?
Look, it's a sell for us. They delivered 10% revenue growth last year, and they're forecasting 6 to 12% this year in terms of guidance. And they put out this long-term forecast, which the market's lapped up and has just absolutely priced that. So at $40, for our view, it's just too expensive. And we think there could be some interruptions on the way to that five-year revenue target. It's not easy to get to that level as they're in a bit of a transition. And so for us, it's a sell.
They put out a number of bad announcements recently compared to the market, but the market loves international niche plays. Altium, buy, hold, or sell?
It's a buy for us. Look, we take a three-year view when we're looking at these stocks, and when we look at Altium, it's a really high-quality product. It's got a large addressable market that they're growing into, and there's a transition going on where we expect significant value to be created for us as shareholders. If you look offshore where you've seen, transitions to software as a service models, they can be very successful. There will be wobbles along the way, and we don't doubt that there could be a bit of a wobble, but we believe in the long-term story, and that will generate significant value for us as shareholders.
Okay, let's go with something a bit more exciting than circuit boards. Gold, Northern Star Resources, big merger with Saracen announced recently. Buy, hold, or sell?
I'm going to go with a hold where it is trading today. We think that the current valuation captures spot gold. We do like the story, we like the business, and we respect that the management team didn't go out and overpay for Saracen, and it was done at a nil premium merger. So I'm gonna stick with a hold. We like the story, but it's fairly valued.
Okay, the world's printing money. Gold's got to keep going up, doesn't it? Northern Star, buy, hold, or sell?
We're happy holders, right? I think with Northern Star, every $100 move on the gold price is worth a dollar to the share price. So it's your rough rule of thumb. So at $16, it's pretty much, as Jason said, pricing in what the gold price is today. Fantastic merger, nil premium. Applaud that in terms of management and board doing that. And no doubt the synergies they've announced in terms of the super pit in Kalgoorlie, $1.5 to $2 billion of synergies. So we would hope that could be achieved. But yeah, we're positive on the company, but it's a hold at these prices.
A happy hold. We haven't had that before. Okay, medical imaging, global leader, ProMedicus, been a juggernaut. Buy, hold, or sell?
Look, I'm going to go hold on that one. They're hinting at the fact that they've got more hospital contracts lined up. It is very expensive, again, in terms of the multiples that it trades on, but it's early on in its penetration story. Mm-hmm. It's got seven of the top 20 hospitals in the US now signed up, which is obviously a positive. It's a very well-managed company. It's been very successful, but, it's a ritzy multiple.
Who would have thought? Little company out of Melbourne took on the world, and now it leads imaging in radiology. Buy, hold, or sell?
I'm going to go with a buy on that. Look, again, ProMedicus, I actually can't say anything different to Catherine. Maybe just we're taking maybe a slightly longer-term frame of thinking on the valuation. We think that there's significant upside as they keep rolling out contracts with additional hospitals. And again, we're happy holders of the stock. We've been accumulating over the last 6 months, so definitely like the story.
Okay, keep the momentum going. What's a stock that you think is trading up there, but it's still got a long way to go?
Yeah, look, I'll grin and say this one. Look, I really love Xero. We've owned this for a long time, since, you know, back end of 2017, and it's delivered phenomenal returns for us as shareholders. Look, I think there's a great total addressable market there, great product, great innovation lead. And we just think they're going to keep going. There could be some volatility near term, depending on how SME subs and churn comes through in the next year. But we're happy holders, and taking a long-term view, we see it much higher in 3 years' time.
And the good thing is it's a New Zealand-based stock.
Exactly.
Okay, Catherine, if you got something you can match Xero, it'd be hard. It's been very good.
Well, we do own Xero, but I'm going to go for something that maybe gets a bit more of an economic recovery to it in terms of advertising, but also is in a bit of a digital transformation, and that's Nine Entertainment. It's performed, obviously, exceptionally well over the last 6 months since the bottom of COVID, having the Stan brand behind it, and now Domain, with listings coming back in the real estate market and quite a hot housing market set to happen over the next 12 months. We quite like the idea of that, and plus they're seeing advertisers return to the market for the December quarter, which we think will be positive for earnings. It's trading on a reasonable, you know, teen type multiple. So if there's any sort of tech correction or anything, we think it can still hold that, and it's a reasonable yield. So we still like that one.
New world, old world, resources, industrials. The trend is your friend.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.